caves, and it's just bones left. Dry bones, like, that's what I can compare it to. But about AEW, you know, the show, it was okay. It was better than Impact yesterday, way better than Impact. Because Impact, you know, they really have much. Best thing was, sad to say, the best thing was Kenny Omega, you know. At least AEW, they got like, what is it? They got more better people than AEW. Moose, no. TNA has, good people like Moose, and I guess maybe Heath Slater, he's okay. And there's, I like Eric Young a little bit, but he's just doing nothing. They got okay people, but they just don't use him. They give promo time to dudes like, fat dudes like Tommy Dreamer and Chris Bay. Like, TNA Impact used to be good. Even 7 years ago, I liked Impact when Magnus was champ, AJ Styles was there, Hulk Hogan was there, you got Bully Ray. It was good then. It was watched when I was young then. So I was like, I don't know. I guess it was like a mark back then. But it's like, back then it was good. You know, it was watched. You could watch it. It came on what? Tuesdays, Thursdays. So it was like the day before SmackDown. You know, you watch a little bit more, a little bit of wrestling before SmackDown comes on Fridays. Like, yeah, TNA Impact, you get to see Hulk Hogan, you get to see old Kurt Angle, yeah. Back when Samoa Joe was a little bit cool. Oh, yeah, Samoa Joe, yeah. Now Team Impact, it's like, they get no viewers. Like, there's YouTubers now who get more, there's literally YouTubers who can get more views in one video combined in all of wrestling viewership in a week. Like, you give minor ratings for Raw, SmackDown, AEW, TNA, Impact, ROH. There's YouTubers who get more views in one video a day than all those companies combined. It's sad just how dead wrestling is, because it's filled with marks. And, yeah, AEW is an okay show, you know. Chris Jericho is a highlight there. I like Chris Jericho on the show. I'm in the Inner Circle. You know, MJF and Wardlow are in their Inner Circle now. You know, it's gotten better. I was giving up on Inner Circle. I was like, okay, this is whack. You know, it's just Chris Jericho. He's got his tits out. And he's just screaming about nothing. He's a demo god and talking about bubbly and stuff like that. So, you know, Inner Circle's kind of whack. But, you know, MJF's there. So it's like, okay, it's got some promise now. You know. And, you know, Shaq was there for a little bit. Sting was there. I didn't like Sting on the show at all. I think Sting was a little underused. You know, he shouldn't cut. He was too happy. Like, Sting should be more serious. He wasn't serious at all. You know, he was hugging Tony Schiavone. He's like, hey, Tony, I haven't seen you in years. I think he might even hug Cody once. He might have hugged Cody. It was like, Sting is just corny now. He's just old. Nothing but old fart. You know, another old fart from WCW and AEW. You know, all AEW's is his old WCW marks, like Sting and Tony Schiavone and Tully Blanchard and freaking R. Anderson. Just dudes from WCW. I'm surprised they haven't gotten Hulk Hogan. They might not be signed WWE Hulk Hogan. Yeah, you should probably sign WWE, but you know, they got marks like Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, Tony Schiavone, and probably some other rejects backstage. Talked for 12 minutes. It's never happened before. But AEW, this show is like a, it's like a, I give it like a C-. You know, it's not a D, it's not a D plus, but you know, it was enough to get me to tune in. You know, it wasn't bad. You know, even though the matches don't seem that long. It's like, oh, it's 20-minute matches, 20-minute mark match. It's like, you just watch them. The matches tonight went by a little bit fast. Opening match with the Young Bucks, it was okay. Promos with Randy Rhodes and Shaq. I like that. How they have Shaq on there now. Shaq was cool. I want to see him have a match with, I don't know, Brian Cage or something. And, Taz had an okay promo. Sting's promo was horrible. MJF and the Inner Circle were good, as always. Freaking main event was... main event was like the shortest. I think it was the shortest match on the card, which was weird. Kenny Omega was there. He's doing... he's okay. He's only champ for a week, but I think he just needs to work on his promos more. He needs to work on his freaking stuttering. He stutters a lot. Like, he's nerd. Us nerds tend to... I'm not a nerd. I'm more like a geek. I'm not really a nerd, but dudes like Kenny Omega, you know, comic book nerd, they tend to stutter a lot. People like us, people like him, you know, he needs to work on that. He needs to not talk so freaking fast during his promos. That's a problem. The dude just needs to work on delivery a little bit more, and he'll be good, you know. But yeah, the show was okay. Show, like I said, C-. You know, had some good stuff on there. The promos were good. The matches were shorter than usual. I think what I like now is, like, because Cody didn't have a match. It was like, I stopped watching AEW for a while because Cody was champ. Was not the TNT champ. And he was champ for a while. He was beating everybody. And then I was like, you know, once the loss at Brody Lee, okay. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tune in again. And then I look and he wins it back. I'm like, wow, I'm not watching this. And one, they give the belt to Darby Allin. I'm like, okay, I'll tune in. I'll watch it. And Darby Allin was there. He wasn't really, he didn't even say much. I don't think the guy talks, but he was just there, you know. They're probably going to have him feud with, probably going to do something with him and Sting. I'll probably have him feud with Cody more. But, you know, it's fine, you know. They got to put Cody on the card all the time. At least, I said with Cody, at least he was a, you know, his reign is champ. At least Cody, he's a guy, you know, he's just not a good wrestler, he's a world, promos are weird, his lift is horrible. But, you know, Cody, he's a guy, give him the belt every now and then. He's like, I say they're probably going to treat Cody like John Cena, you know. Give him the belt, make him say dumb, kind of serious promos. He's probably going to keep face for a while. I think Cody, he was good as a heel when he had that weird face mask, you know. He was good then. He was undashing. He was good then. They should just go back to that. Give him make him real American Nightmare, make him a heel. And Cody would be better. But I don't want to make this a 30-minute podcast, because then I'm gonna need like tea or something, because my throat's gonna be hurting. But yeah, it was a good show. C-. In terms of the show level, because you know I was able to tune in. I was intrigued enough. You know, Sting came on last week, showed up this week, so you know, it had me enough to tune in and watch all the way through to see. Happened to Kenny Omega, but I'm gonna sign out now. Peace. All right, so I was supposed to make a freaking podcast about AEW, but the show's just forgettable. Like, I should have took notes when I made the show. I should have wrote down what the freak happened because, bro, this show's just freaking forgettable. Like, there's nothing there. It was like, I was excited to watch it because, okay, they told you to watch it. That shit on Impact. And Sting was going to be there, so I was like, okay. I'll watch it. Because I ain't watching it in a while. So you know what? I lay down in my bed, and I watch it. But I watched all 2 hours, which I said this yesterday. I could have did something better with my life in these 2 hours than using to watch freaking wrestling. But there's no point. There's no point. I could have been reading Sherlock Holmes. I should have been reading freaking, I don't know, I could have been doing a project for school. I could be studying right now. I could have watched an old role from back in the day. I could have watched an old Impact show. I could have, I don't know, wrote a story or something. But no. Once again, the second day in a row, I picked 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. to watch Mark Wrestling. This is all wrestling, isn't it? It's for nerds. This is a trend I've seen. It's like once something dies, once it becomes so popular, right? Nerds see it and they like it, and people, casual fans of whatever it is, like it. Like wrestling, casual fans, they see it, they like it, they get hype for like. It, and it gets popular for like about 6 months to a year or 2 years. Well, I'll say 6 months to a year. And then, you know, once less and less casual fans of the game or the show like stop liking it. It's just like the only people who stay are the freaking nerds, the nerds, they just stay and they just keep watching and they just love it. They love it because they get so intrigued and they get so obsessed with whatever it is. Like with Fortnite, I like Fortnite. I can't play the game now because the PS4 is broken. I like the game, right? It's a good game. It's fun. I started playing a little late, but it's a fun game. You know, once Fortnite came out, like, everybody was playing it. My brother almost played it, even though he hates the game now. I had friends who despise the game now because they say, oh, it's too sweaty. There's too many nerds playing it. You know, they used to love the game. I know people who've had, like, what, 500 to thousands of wins stop playing the game. Like, you see the big streamers, you know. Ninja, Tfue stopped playing for a while. Tim the Tatman, a big streamer, stopped playing. People used to play the game a lot back then. Good players back then just quit the game because, you know, they're not so obsessed like these nerds are. You got nerds who've been playing Fortnite since day one, since Battle Royale came out. And probably even before 2011, ever since you know, Save the World came back in 2011 or 2010, whatever it was. But like nerds, they just cling on to stuff. But Fortnite now, it's just nerds, you know, geeks, dudes like CypherPK, this nerd just plays the game religiously. You know, all the pros, straight up nerds. It's like that with all games, like that with chess. Nerds just play the game all day. Freaking Minecraft. People, that's the only game they play is Minecraft. So it's another game. Let's say Call of Duty. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2. He's been out for like 5 years, four years. And people who, it's like, you play online, it's just, it's just straight up unplayable because like it's just nerds playing the game for 4 years. Even playing Xenoverse 1. So pretty much playing Xenoverse for like 10 years almost. It's all they know. It's the only game they play. Just freaking nerds. They buy all the DLC and they own every single piece of content in the game. Cause that's all they know. Dorks. But yeah, that's how it is with wrestling too. It's like, it's just now because like all the casual fans from back in the Attitude Era and even a little bit in, mostly in the late 90s, that's when wrestling was at its peak, you know, even before that. It wasn't at its peak before that, but it was, you know, popular enough to where like maybe you could ask somebody on the street. I was back live back then, but, you know, you might be able to ask somebody on the street, like, hey, you know who Ric Flair is? You know who Sting is? Like, yeah, I know who they are. Like, oh, you know who Hulk Hogan is? Like, definitely Hulk Hogan. Definitely. Everybody knew Hulk. Everyone had to know who Hulk Hogan was back then. But like now, since like all the casual fans left, it's just the nerds who love wrestling back then. You know, dudes like Dave Meltzer, Brian Alvarez, the Marks, and dudes who've been in the business forever who also Marks. Dudes like Triple H and I think Vince is definitely a Mark. He has to be. Dudes like Tony Schiavone. And JR, dude's been in business forever. Paul Heyman, Marks, you know, those guys, it's like, that's like how they make their money. And that's there. And, you know, Vince, he probably knows some of the higher ups, some of the elites. So, like, yeah, he kind of has no choice. But, like, the nerds, the Marks, they're just so, they just can't get enough of wrestling. Like, There's probably nerds out there who've watched every single episode of Raw, every single episode of Dynamite in the short span that's been out. Every single episode of ECW, they probably name every single IWGP champ. They probably have seen every New Japan pay-per-view. They probably seen every pay-per-view there is in wrestling because they're nerds and they just nerds and like. And once the popularity of something dies, it's just a nerd. It's like when nerds are like the bones of like a, it's like once the animal dies, all the meat and all the good stuff.